Thanks so much for letting me stop by. No, I'm fine, honestly. It's not a big deal. So I just a little bit bummed out, I guess. Well, no, I mean, we weren't seeing each other long. I just thought that maybe this one was actually gonna go somewhere, you know? You're the best. No, you listen to me bitch and moan about so many dudes. What's going on with you? Are you seeing anyone? I don't get it. But you're such a catch. You can have your pick of any girls out there, but you're just so picky. Well, that's fair. I guess I should be a bit more discriminatory, huh? Shut up. I don't know. I can't help it. I don't know how to take things slowly. Meet a guy who's really cute and interesting and funny, and all of a sudden I just want to be all over him. Sorry. Must be a little bit too much information. Yeah, we've been friends a long time, but I mean, I don't know, I just never thought we would ever, or needed to ever talk about that kind of stuff. I appreciate it. Yeah. Of course I do. I mean, the girls are fun to talk to you about this stuff, but they are so judgmental. Oh gosh, yeah, I remember way back when I was still, starting to explore and experiment, and I made this offhand comment about, God, so embarrassing, but I made this offhand comment, where I said, do you guys ever look at a dick and just want to put your mouth on it? And crickets. They just gave me this look like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Of course. Oh my gosh, absolutely. I don't know, there's just something about it. Like, when a guy gets hard for me, knowing that he's turned on because of me, I don't know, my mouth starts to salivate, my pussy starts to get wet. Sorry, are you sure you're okay talking about this? Okay. Oh gosh, what else am I into? I don't know, I just generally have a really high sex drive. I hope you never notice, but whenever I date someone, I rarely get my hands off of them. I love to just, I don't know, touch and tease, and even going into a store together, I'd be awful, so awful. I would just press my back up against them while we're looking at something in the aisle. And just very discreetly reach back and start playing with his dick through his pants until someone would walk past, as people are wont to do in a store, and I would just walk away, grinning over my shoulder. Yeah, you know, terrible. But I always make it worth it. Oh gosh. Marathon blowjob sessions. I'd love to do this thing with guys I've dated in the past, where I would just sit them down, hand them a nice cold beer, hand them over, their controller to play a video game, or the remote so they could watch, a game on TV, or their favorite show, a Family Guy marathon, or whatever, it really didn't matter, but I'd sit them down and I'd get on my knees and I would just spend a couple of hours sucking them off and making them come as often as I possibly could. Shut up. You okay? If this is too weird for you to talk about, your face is getting kind of red. Yeah, I know it's weird. We've been friends for so long. I'm sure you've never really thought about me as being that kind of person. Have you? Interesting. So what have you thought about? Well, I will tell you this, I'm pretty fucking good at it. I've always kind of had this hang up where when I suck a guy off, it was always in the back of my mind that I wanted it to be the best blowjob experience he's ever had, ever. Your breath is starting to speed up there. You sure you're okay? I don't know if it's me imagining things and thinking highly of myself here, but it looks like your cock might be straining against your pants a bit over there. No worries. It looks a bit uncomfortable though. Yeah, maybe you should massage it a bit through your pants. Yeah. But anyway, what else am I into? Obviously kind of obsessed with giving oral. I'm also really into, I wouldn't say being dominated necessarily. I'm not really into the whips and chains or anything, but I love when a guy takes control. I love being bent over and just taken from behind. Yeah, I do like it when my hair gets pulled. I do like it when I get my ass spanked. Maybe you should take your cock out. Yeah, but don't stroke. Just, play with your balls a bit. As weird as that sounds. Balls on my face. Love it. No, I do, actually. I love deep throating. So, feeling heavy balls filled with cum smacking up against my chin. I'm a big fan of that. Looks like you're leaking some pre-cum over there. Maybe you should just swirl it around the head of your cock using your forefinger. Yeah. And keep playing with your balls, obviously. Nice. Yeah, actually it is getting me kind of horny watching you. I didn't expect you to have such a nice looking dick. Definitely feel really good stretching my pussy out. Anyway, oh yeah, I should probably mention that while we're at it. I have an incredibly tight pussy. Incredibly tight. I'm not just saying that, honestly. Like, I've had guys stop in the middle, like, you know, after the initial thrust and say, "Are you sure that you're not a virgin? Because I fucked virgins and you were tighter than that." They were. yeah, I've also had guys kind of, you know, thrust in and stop and catch their breath and thrust in again and just stop and say, "Am I hurting you?" And I'd be like, "No, I'm good. It feels great. Keep going." Thrust. "Are you sure I'm not hurting you?" "Yes, I'm good. Just keep going." another thrust. "Because I fucking feel like I have to be hurting you. There's no fucking way. You're too fucking tight." And, you know, a couple thrusts later and they'd be done. I mean, on the one hand, yeah, I wish it would last longer, but on the other, it's a nice compliment that I get guys so turned on that they find it hard to last, you know? No, it doesn't hurt. I love being stretched out. Yeah. Well, I just get so wet anyway, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, you should, use your thumb and forefinger, wrap them around your cock, and stroke. No, just using your thumb and forefinger. Get them nice and tight around your cock, and just, yeah, really slowly. There you go. Base to tip. I hope you don't mind if I reach under my skirt and start playing with myself. What else are we talking about? Right. I'm a slight exhibitionist, I guess. Oh gosh, the riskiest thing I've ever done. Well, you know, I went to Catholic school. So I used to have this fantasy of me in a library. Well, yeah, when I would go into the library to tutor, I would always think about this fantasy I had of pulling someone between the stacks, getting down on my knees, sucking them off while I played with myself under my skirt. But, yeah, the risky... Fuck. Oh, sorry, my clit is really, really, really hard right now. the risky part was that I'd be in the library thinking about this, and I would reach under my skirt and start playing with myself to relieve the pressure on my clit. Yeah, when there was bajillion people, not a bajillion, but a bunch, because we'd all be in there tutoring. Yeah, so I'd be at a table with the person I was tutoring and some other tutors and their tutorees, and they'd be busy doing whatever, and I'd be playing with myself under my skirt. Oh, maybe you should add another finger. Yeah, stroke with your thumb, forefinger, and middle finger wrapped around your cock. Yeah. Base to tip, nice and firm. Mm. Oh, but anyway, keep massaging those balls. Good. The other thing that I've done that was really risky was, oh, fuck, middle of July, and during the day, it was disgustingly hot, and you were actually there, lakeside, do you remember? Yeah. Yeah, when I was with him, out in the water, we fucked, right there in the water. I know there were so many people on shore, and we weren't that far away, but so fucking good. Oh, that amazing juxtaposition between cool water and throbbing hot cock. Yeah, and getting filled up with his hot cum. Oh, I felt so fucking naughty. Oh, thank you. I thought I looked good that day too. Use your whole hand. Yeah, and focus on the head a lot. Grip it nice and tight. Good. I've done, I guess, a decent amount of dirty things, publicly. Well, with the risk of it being public, I guess. Roadhead, obviously. I love giving roadhead. Once I sucked someone off in a field. Yeah, outside of the county fair. That was pretty crazy. Well, it was really late and no one was around, but it was a pretty open field and anyone driving past would have known what was going on. Oh god, this one time. Yeah, when anyway. I had, do you remember that dude I was seeing a couple months ago? Yeah, like I only went out with him a couple times. I had him meet me in a parking lot. It was night, but it was still fairly busy. There were a lot of people around, in this shopping complex. And I had him meet me and park next to me. And he was driving this truck, and I was, you know, in my tiny little coupe, and I told him not to get out of the car, and he looked over at me, and I smiled, and pulled my skirt up, and just started playing with myself while he watched. Oh god, keep massaging those balls. Yeah, I was playing with myself just like this. Except I am. I leaned back a bit, so it would have made it be harder for people to see, but I pulled my shirt up and pulled my tits out and started playing with my nipples too. There was a very bright parking lot lamp shining down on us, so. Oh, fuck. Yeah, he just watched me as I get off a couple times. Kind of like what we're doing now. Are you? Oh, god, yes, come for me. Fuck, come for me. Oh, shoot your load, come on. Oh, that's it. That's it. Faster. Faster. Come on, baby. Fuck. That is quite a load. No, no. Don't get up. No, Sorry, I was really curious to know what you tasted like, so. Oh, you don't mind me licking the cum up off of your stomach? Good. Thanks, I'm glad for that. But, good, I'm glad you came, Marge. Oh, wait, there's a bit of cum left on your cock here. I know it's sensitive, but you should just lean back and take it. Sensitive baby, but it still feels good, doesn't it? Just breathe and take it. Baby, come for me. Come again. You okay? This is unexpected. Well, thanks a bunch for listening. Anytime.